What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. Mmm, so smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah. So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Get Civical.
This is the podcast that breaks down politics, government structure, and dives into the context of current events, but in a super fun way. I'm Lizzie Stewart, comedian, feminist, and political junkie.
And I'm Arden Walentowski, former Senate intern, campaign staffer, and political strategist.
In this episode, we are talking about the Bureau of Reclamation.
So grab your hydroelectric power.
And let's get civical. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Let's Get Civical. I am Lizzie Stewart.
And I am Arden Walentowski.
And it's a rainy Sunday.
It's a rainy Sunday. We, Caroline and I, have big plans to stay inside.
Oh,
we are not going anywhere. We went on two long walks yesterday. It was very nice. And today we plan on staying inside and probably watching a lot of football.
Yes. I love this.
I know. You're so proud. I asked Lizzie if she could record early because our big plans are I'm going to make breakfast and mimosas and we're going to watch football.
That's so funny. Because literally when you said we're staying inside, we're not doing anything, in my head I was like, why did this bitch ask me to record early? I was like, I thought she had an appointment. But no, that's so valid. And I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud at how far you've come in embracing football. That now,
Lizzie,
you are building your life around it.
Around the football. Yesterday, two sentences left my mouth that I just want you to hear them and appreciate the intelligence and the knowledge behind.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready to receive them.
We were watching the Alabama-Texas game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were out, and so we were following it, like, on the phones, and then we went out to dinner, and it was on the TV. And Caroline was like, this is the second year Bryce Young hasn't been at Alabama. And I was like, no, this is his first year. This is first year at Carolina. And wow. I was like, oh, my God.
This is how it begins.
Oh my God.
This is how it begins when you're like, when you know where the alumni are.
Right.
And how far they've been gone. Yes.
And I'm like, no, this is first year.
That's
right.
I love saying this whenever I see like former LSU players out in the wild, because more than likely, because I've been to every home game that they have at Thanksgiving, so it's every 2 years, I'm at that game. I always get to say, I watched them play college ball. Like Joe Burrow. I watched Joe Burrow play. I watched Odell Beckham Jr. play. I watched Tyrann Mathieu play. I watched all these guys play. And I love being able to be like, yeah, I watched them play college ball.
I watched them play college ball. I watched them when they were younger.
I did.
The other sentence that left my mouth was something like, because we watched the MSU game.
Oh, sure. Who did they play?
Richmond.
Oh, okay.
They slaughtered Richmond.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it was like, yeah. Their quarterback last year, I think it was the last 2 years at least, was the same quarterback. I think his last name was like Thornton or something. And I was like, this motherfucker never threw the ball. I was like, you have a job. Like, throw the fucking ball. Like, you got to throw the ball downfield because what are you going to do? Run it yourself?
Yeah. Like, they panic or hand it off.
Or hand it off. Do something.
Yeah.
like, you got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy, they have a new quarterback. Well, I was like, I said to Caroline, I was like, oh, look, a quarterback who wants to go get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
A quarterback who understands his job.
Look okay. at that.
Great.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Literally, LSU has been plagued for decades with like a great team with a struggling quarterback who was still a talented quarterback, but there was some inconsistency. Like, it would be a quarterback after quarterback after quarterback would be, yes, there's a lot of talent, but there's something about them that is not like clicking in the same way that you see like Alabama quarterbacks like just run the show. So for my entire conscious life, I've known LSU to be a team that struggles to find like a great quarterback. And you're always with this frustration of like, they won't get rid of the ball. They're just making dumb choices. They, you know, bad offensive line, whatever it may be. Then enter stage right, Joe Burrow. And watching this guy play, like being not only like just great fit, like a, you know, great, a talented quarterback, but also incredibly smart.
Right.
On the field and like be able to handle the pressure. I can't even describe. I was like, what? Where? How is
Where have you
is
been?
This, is this what everybody else feels when they have a good quarterback? I'm like, you mean to tell me I can enjoy watching a quarterback make decisions? It's a high I haven't known since he left. Because, honey, we're back.
We're back.
Although LSU did slaughter Grambling State 72-10 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was after they lost to Florida State the week before. So we needed to slaughter somebody.
You needed a good win. Needed a good W. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would see the day where we would have these conversations?
Yeah. Sorry. This is Let's Get Civical. This is a civics pod, a comedy podcast. You have to understand that for decades even, I've been trying to get Arden into football and she has embraced it in a way. I honestly, even though you're older than me, in this case, you are my protege.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Like, I'm so proud. I love that you're engaging in both college and NFL. I think that's great. Because you get something different from each of those. And who knows, maybe we'll start a fulfill my dream of having a sports comedy podcast.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We'll talk.
We'll talk on the sidelines.
But today, this is not about sports. Sorry, everybody. This is not about sports. I know it's been 6 minutes of us talking about sports. Get with it. We are talking about something completely different. I've literally never heard of this in my life. So you introduce it.
No, we've talked about this before.
Have we?
Oh. Yes, this came up because I was like, let me find something. Let me go delve into our wonderful intern Houston's
email. Shout out to Houston. We love you so much.
7.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Love you, Houston, so much. And I was like, oh, we did really want to do an episode on the Bureau of Reclamation.
You're
like, what the fuck do they do?
I totally forgot.
What is the Bureau of Reclamation? And then I looked up into our old episodes about when we talked about this. And it was like episode 83, 69, something like that. But it was the episode we did on the Hoover Dam.
Sure.
Because
we were in our monuments phase.
We were in the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah,
or the seven engineering wonders or something like that.
Yeah.
Which we still have to do. We have
more to go.
Three or four more engineering wonders to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we talked about the Bureau of Reclamation and we were like, who are they?
What do they do?
And
how are they a bureau?
They do all things having to do with the Western states and water.
And me as well.
Yes.
And same.
Well, you are from Texas.
Is that a Western state?
In this instance, yes.
Yeah. I guess in relation to where I am right now, it is West.
It is West.
There we go.
It is West of us right now. Yeah. So we're doing... This episode is on the Bureau of Reclamation.
Hell yeah.
They do important work. And honestly, their website, hella good.
Oh, I love a good government website.
A good government website.
It's all I'm ever looking for.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So tell me about the sources before we jump in.
I would love to. So top dog, the Bureau of Reclamation themselves. Great source of information.
Hell yeah.
thelivingnewdeal.org, because also this is a twofer. It also counts as part of our living, as part of our New Deal series.
Our ongoing New Deal series, yeah.
Our ongoing New Deal series, because it was existed before the New Deal, but it was a struggling little bureau that had no money. Sure. And then the New Deal happened and FDR was like, let's prop her up.
Let's give this girl some money, mm-hmm. honey.
Mm-hmm. And they infused her with cash and labor and then did a whole bunch of things. And now she is who she is.
Hell yeah.
And of course, the National Park Service, because she's just a reigning queen these days.
We've got to do a whole episode on the National Park Service, because I don't understand how they know everything.
Everything. Everything. Like, I do love the Library of Congress and the National Archives. But often, and not to like give them a dig on a Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, but they often are not helpful because their information is like so small. It's like primary sources, which is like not really what we need for this podcast. We need like fun, digestible information. The National Park Service is where it's at.
I feel like the National Park Service is the history.com that is government sponsored.
Agreed. Agreed.
There it is. There it is.
That is correct.
All right. Well, let's jump in to our episode on the Bureau of Reclamation, starting with who is she? What is it? Who is she? What does she do? So, established in 1902. The Bureau of Reclamation is known for the dams, power plants, and canals it constructed in the 17 western states. These water projects led to homesteading and promoted economic development of the West. Reclamation has constructed more than 600 dams and reservoirs, including Hoover Dam on the Colorado River and the Grand Coulee on the Columbia River. Today, they are the largest wholesaler of water in the country, and they bring water to more than 31 million people and provide 1 out of 5 Western farmers with irrigation water for 10 million acres of farmland that produce 60% of the nation's vegetables and 25% of its fruits and nuts. Okay, let's pause here.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
They've like, got a monopoly on the water.
Yeah. The Bureau of Reclamation is doing a fuck ton of work.
Sure. Truly.
A fuck ton of work.
Doing like work behind the scenes, under the ground.
Even. We're like, who's this little bitty agency? No, screw us. They're doing a fuck ton of work.
They're like, you thirsty? We got
you. Do you like water?
What?
Do you like to eat fruits and veggies and nuts?
Then you better want us.
Mm-hmm.
You better call us the Bureau of Reclamation.
Yeah.
The Bureau is also the second largest producer of hydroelectric power in the United States. Their 53 power plants annually provide more than 40 billion kilowatt hours, generating nearly $1 billion in power revenues, and produce enough electricity to serve 3.5 million homes. So these power plants are water-based. They're not like nuclear power plants.
Water-based.
Love it. I don't like nuclear power plants. I know we have one or two. I feel like
there's a bunch of, I mean, there's a lot of nuclear power plants. There's like,
in the U.S.? You
know, nuclear power plants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like one. I don't like
No, there's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot.
No.
Yeah, there's, and they're by water.
I don't like them.
I mean, I understand why they're like a necessary transition from like fossils to cleaner energies and all of that, but they are problematic in other ways, and you do have to find, you know, what are you going to do with like these huge, you know, like the cores of them that are radioactive for very long periods of time after they're dead. You know, like it's very problematic for other reasons. Anyway, very good that we have the Bureau of Reclamation
coming in with the water.
With the hydroelectric power.
That's great. That's great.
We love this.
Why can't we keep doing that? Like, why do we got to get into nuclear? I'm like, this is my thing.
Well, the nuclear power plants have been around for a long time.
I know.
Yeah.
But my thing is, and this is why I think I don't like flying as well, is like if something can't, if a mechanical problem, you know, just like something breaks and that can cause mass devastation, I don't think we should be investing in this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel as though something break down, like, you know, like a little explosion, sure, you know, a couple of people dying, that's fine. But like if a nuclear power plant, if something goes wrong, it's catastrophic. It's literally like,
yeah,
like I can't even like comprehend. And thank God I've never lived to see it, like one of the, you know,
yeah,
nuclear events that have happened in power plants, you know, like Chernobyl or the one that happened in the, what is it, Pennsylvania or something. But
oh God. And that documentary is crazy.
I know.
It's a really good documentary. I think it's on Netflix. Yeah.
It's great. Oh, I forget what it's called, but it'll
come to me. Three Mile Island.
Three Mile Island.
Yeah, yeah. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like if you can kill a whole town, city, state, I'm like, if you're worried about, you know, a chunk of the United States being blown to bits because this one power plant had a malfunction, methinks we should just stick with the water.
Yes. Also because it the nuclear power plants like leach things in because they are on or near water. Mm-hmm. They have to be to cool them because they need a cooling source. And so the nuclear power plants like leach things into the water that often are
bad,
like cancer causing.
Yeah.
Like it's not good. Like the surrounding neighborhoods often are like the people get sick from them.
I'm like, in order to power, like, which I mean, I get power is important, but like we have other ways to power things. Let's just use one of them. Mm-hmm. I get it might be a very efficient way to do it.
Right.
Totally. But not at the cost of human life. Anyways, that's my soapbox on how I don't like nuclear power plants.
Yeah. They do make me nervous.
They make me nervous.
It's one of those things where it's like, well, I, Arden, cannot do a whole lot about them. So
right.
I try not to think a lot about them.
I literally, I've been living under the assumption that we only had three in the United States. And now you're telling me we have a ton of nuclear power. Hold on. How many nuclear
power? There's a ton of nuclear power. I mean, it's not like thousands. I don't think it's thousands. But I think it's in the it's got to be in the like double digits.
Okay. It's actually, it is more than I thought, but less than I think you think. According to the Energy Information Administration, which God only knows what that
is. Like 50 or 60?
54.
Yeah.
Nuclear power plants operating in the United States.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There used to be more. I think they've taken a lot of them offline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one in New York. Oh no.
Yeah, there's one up. Yeah, there's one up.
It's called Constellation? How? Come on.
Yeah, there's one in Ohio that I drive by when I go to Put-in Bay.
Oh my God. Well, there's several in Illinois. That's crazy.
Yeah, because they're all on
right,
water. They have to be by water.
Wild. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
So our stance on this show is we're pro hydroelectric power.
We are pro hydroelectric power. You know what's interesting is it's
as like, individuals we are pro hydroelectric power.
And we will get back to the actual episode. But I'm looking at a map that shows where all of the nuclear power plants are. And so if you're facing the United States, a map of the United States, it's like the eastern coast. You get there's like a ton up until you get to like literally kind of the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, then there's nothing.
Yeah.
And then it's just like one, like three on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But it's like solely in the Eastern / kind of like East Midwest or Middle America. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Ugh. Okay. Anyways, this isn't an episode about nuclear.
We should do an episode on nuclear power plants.
If you want to hear an episode on a nuclear power plant, you just let us know and I'll stress out about it. But anyways, going back to
the Bureau topic of today, the Bureau of Reclamation.
Water, which we love. We love
water.
So they do hydroelectric power. They do the dams. And today, the Bureau is a contemporary Missouri Water Management Agency with a strategic plan outlining numerous programs, initiatives, and activities that will help the Western states, Native American tribes, and others meet new water needs and balance the multitude of competing uses of water in the West. I feel like they, I don't know if I'm making this up, but was this also this agency, the like controlling of the water, especially in the Western states, a product of the Dust Bowl? Because in the Dust Bowl, they overfarmed and like everybody fucked up the land.
No, it is not a product of the Dust Bowl. It came before the Dust Bowl. Yeah.
Crazy. Then where was it during the Dust Bowl?
It was working during the Dust Bowl.
They didn't regulate that water very well, I would say.
I think they kind of...
They kind of shit the bed on that one.
I think that's when they had no monies.
Sure, sure, sure. They were like, hey.
Hey, maybe don't do that. We don't really have a lot of money to tell you not to do that.
Yeah, but yeah. Maybe don't do that. Please stop over farming.
Please stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Their mission is to assist in meeting the increasing water demands of the West while protecting the environment and the public's investment in those structures. They place great emphasis on fulfilling water delivery obligations, water conservation, water recycling and reuse, and developing partnerships with customer states and Native American tribes, and in finding ways to bring together the variety of interests to address the competing needs for limited water sources. They basically truly regulate the water so that nobody gets more water, you know?
Right.
Like, I guess it is interesting to think about the fact that, like, if we didn't have somebody regulating water, that there could be, like, some real fucked up shit around preventing people from having water.
Yeah. Like, it could be the wild, wild west out there with water.
Totally. You don't want, you want somebody saying, hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
Everybody gets water.
You don't get to have all the water.
You don't get to have all the water, and neither do they.
Because you don't get to hoard the water.
But we got to get water to the farmers.
We're going
to
divvy up water. Yeah.
Because farmers make the food. We got to get water over here. Uh-huh. You can't cut off water supply.
No. You don't get to water your lawn.
Yeah.
This farmer needs water for his vegetables that he's going to sell so he can feed your family.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Protect the water.
How about that? Mm. Protect the water. So we've talked about this and danced around this issue, and the Dust Bowl is a great example of, like, what can happen when you don't control the water and you don't think about the water in the West, because the West is a dry, arid climate.
Mm-hmm.
So why create the Bureau of Reclamation? The Bureau of Reclamation's name comes from its original goal to reclaim arid lands for human use by providing a secure year-round water supply, water meant for family farms, towns, and an economic base for the sparsely settled West. Without adequate rainfall, at least 20 inches a year, a farmer faced formidable odds against making the land productive. In fact, some would say that the West begins where annual precipitation falls below the 20-inch mark. In the United States, that is the 100th meridian, an imaginary longitudinal line running through the heart of the Dakotas, south through Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, and then into Texas. So
it's crazy. Just to bring it back to nuclear energy, if you're looking at the map that I was looking at of where all the nuclear power plants are, where literally, like, they stop is what they're talking about. And probably because, let's
say,
there's no water.
And the nuclear power plants need water. Yeah. Because the only place you could put a nuclear power plant in the West would literally be on the ocean. And that would be, like, I mean, I guess you could put it, like,
There's lakes, but there's... Not big
or
enough.
I guess maybe they would be, like, unpredictable, or, like, what would that land be like? You know, like, the land, it would be, like, dry, arid land.
Well, I guess also, like, in the West, like, the
right,
like,
you have earthquakes, too. And it's rocky.
We can't be having that.
Not, like, the land in the East is, like, you know, like, wet soil that you could plant on that, you know, is firmer, you know?
Yeah.
I know nothing about soil. I'm literally just like, where would I put it?
But I love hearing you try to talk about it. You do it with such gumption.
Because I start out so strong and then I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. And then I try to slowly back away.
And I'm just like, for sure. Yeah.
Oh my God. But it is, we did our first road trip was like, you know, through Kansas and Oklahoma. And then the second one was through the Dakotas and Montana and all the way out there. And it is, can confirm, it is dry and arid. And especially in the summer, it is fucking hot. And holy goddamn. Yeah. Thank God for the Bureau of Reclamation because.
Holy goddamn.
It's brutal out there. It's brutal out there. So on one side of the country is the, sorry if you hate this word, moist east.
Sure.
On the other side is the arid west. The earliest mission of the Bureau of Reclamation was to make it possible for small farmers to make a go of it west of the 100th Meridian. While the west is indeed arid, it doesn't mean that it has no water. Water flows in its streams mm-hmm. and rivers, sometimes so mightily that a river, such as the untamed Colorado, could carve canyons, including the Grand Canyon. So, ayo!
Hey.
So it does have rivers. It's just about how you harness the water.
Totally.
The fundamental challenge for the Bureau of Reclamation was not a lack of water, but how to divert the water from wild rivers, store it behind dams, and then deliver it at the right time to the farms that needed it. While most western rivers run fast in the spring, their beds filling with snow melt from the high country, by midsummer, they slow to a trickle in lower elevations just when crops need the water the most. So it's like an off-season thing.
Right. Like have a bunch of water and then it like goes, it's just like not when they there need it. When they
right.
need it to be.
Right. So there's like,
yeah.
There is a lot of water. Like if you looked at the math, you'd be like, we got a lot of water. We have the crops.
Yeah.
What's the issue? It's just that by the time you need the water for the crops, it's gone.
It's timing.
It's just timing.
It's timing. Timing is everything. Timing is everything, including farming.
Even in prehistoric times, native peoples diverted streams to irrigate crops, and American settlers followed in the 19th century. In the 1870s and 1880s, hundreds of private irrigation companies tried to reclaim the West's arid lands, but within 10 years, most had collapsed. Brought down by a lack of know-how, profiteering, chaotic water laws, harsh weather, or the severe depression of the 1890s.
Basically, we fucked it up.
Yeah, we fucked it up. And also people, I'm sure, were greedy and not really, I mean, like.
Yeah.
Also, how do you, like, you need, like, some kind of large organization, like the Bureau of Reclamation, to come in and be like, nope, this is our job.
I've said it once. I said it 1,000 times. You could not find me anywhere in the United States in the mid to late 1800s.
Nope.
That is not a time. You know how people are like, ooh, what's a time in history you would want to go back and see? And for me, it's pretty much like, mm-hmm. I'm open to anything. I think it's all curious.
No, this sounds rough.
From like 1850 to 1900. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Not good. You got the Civil War shit. Everybody's just nasty, but like not acknowledging it. It's
like you know enough about things to know that we shouldn't be doing some of this shit.
We should be doing something. Yeah. Like we really needed the industrial age to come. Like desperately.
And it wasn't coming. I feel like it wasn't coming fast enough.
Yeah. We could have used that 10 years earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I don't want to go. I'm so glad I wasn't.
Yeah. I'm like, there. Something would have killed me. Easy.
Mm-hmm. Private efforts that did succeed back then proved it was possible to make the desert bloom. But large-scale projects presented great financial risk, making private capital hesitant to invest. So they learned through all these things that, like, yeah, you could divert the water and it would be successful. But what you needed was a fuck ton of money.
A lot of money. It's a big undertaking.
In order to make it possible on a large scale.
On a large scale.
In order to make it possible on a large scale so that you could move a ton of people out west.
Yeah.
And have them, you know, live.
And thrive and not die. Kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's kind of take the hands of time and wind back the clock. And let's talk about the history of the Bureau. So where did it come from? And then, of course, we'll talk about how she got revamped and had a rebranding, basically, and got money. So the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation was created shortly after a friend of the show, President Theodore Roosevelt, signed the Reclamation Act on June 17, 1902. The water was meant to address water scarcity and lack of settlement in far western states by improving water shortage and transmission systems for irrigation projects. Originally called the U.S. Reclamation Service, the agency's name was changed in 1923 to the Bureau of Reclamation. Through its first two decades, the Reclamation Service was perennially in financial straits. Meant to be largely self-financing, its projects turned out to be unprofitable. Bad for business.
Bad for business.
The sites chosen for irrigation in states like Nevada and Arizona were too marginal climatically to produce abundant crops and attract large numbers of farmers. So the weather was shit.
Yeah.
The Bureau of Reclamation's fortunes only began to turn in 1928 when it was harnessed to California by the Colorado River Storage Project, which provided water to the Imperial Valley. Agribusiness and electricity, and later water, to the Greater Los Angeles. Construction began in 1931. So finally, we have a project that's going to make us some money, honey.
Yeah.
And it's to get everything to L.A.
Because you know what's in L.A.? The people. People going to live in L.A.
Then, dun, 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 the Great Depression hit.
Not so good.
Just to, like, recap, Teddy Roosevelt builds this Bureau in early 19, turn of the century.
Yeah.
1902.
Signs it into law. Struggle,
made it into law. Then it starts to build itself and we struggle financially. We're making bad business decisions. We're being like, let's go to Arizona. Let's go to Nevada. And it's just not working out. The weather's shit and we're not making money. And then finally in 1928, we're like, we have a good plan. We have a plan that can make us some money. We're going to bring water and everything else to LA. Then what? Like 3 years later, the Great Depression starts. And it's like, uh-oh. With farmers struggling with falling crop prices and drought, payments for water deliveries fell sharply. So now, business is not so good because nobody has money. The New Deal completely reversed the Bureau's financial situation, dropping the self-financing requirement and pumping in millions of dollars. So FDR comes in and is like, hey, stop trying to make your own money. That we're talking about water. The government should regulate this. Mm-hmm. And if the government's going to regulate this, that means the government's going to pay for it.
Yes.
So don't you worry your pretty little head. Daddy's here.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's
home. Doo, doo, doo.
There we go. With 103,535,000 allocated. So $103.5 million.
Yeah.
Allotted by the Public Works Administration, construction activities took on a new impetus. Great word. Love the word impetus.
So good.
New Deal funding and WPA labor, which we've done an episode on the WPA, go listen to it, was used for the Bureau's construction activities at Boulder Canyon, which is the Hoover Dam and Arizona-Nevada area, the All-American Canal in California.
Which I know nothing about, didn't know it existed.
Me either. All-American, a first-string quarterback canal. Grand Coulee Dam in Washington.
Great.
The Ogden River Project in Utah, and the Rio Grande Project in New Mexico, the Milk River Project in Montana, and many the other locations around the West. So they got to work.
They got to work. Like they took that money and they're like,
"Daddy's got to go to work."
Yeah. They were great. Thank you for the funding. Thank you so much, Dad.
Thank you.
Building commence.
By 1941, the Bureau was supplying water and hydroelectric power to 4.7 million Americans. The Bureau worked with other New Deal agencies as well. For example, the Civilian Conservation Corps, or the CCC, fortified canal banks against erosion, built service roads along the canal, replaced deteriorating wood structures with concrete structures, constructed small reservoirs and feeder canals, and more.
Hmm.
The Bureau also provided technical assistance to the Tennessee Valley Authority. And in the post-war era, the Bureau dammed, like a dam, not like, I damn you, Dale, almost every major river in the West. So they really just get their hands in all the honeypots.
Yeah.
You know, once they really get the government money, they're like, a watch us soar.
Yep. Watch us do the work because we have the money to do it.
Because we have the money now. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to the Bureau of Reclamation. Yeah. They're honestly, I see a lot of myself in the Bureau where I'm like, if you just give me like $1 million,
oh my God,
you're going to see me reach my full potential.
Oh my God. Literally, if somebody gave me enough money to like pay off my student loans, the screenplays I could write.
Totally.
Oh my God. Would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're already amazing. It would just be the time I could dedicate to the cause.
Yeah.
Would increase exponentially.
I have a form that is made to adorn nice things. And once you put nice things on my form, my physical body.
Yeah.
You're not going to know what hit you.
Yeah.
I'm like, mommy's not going to wear Amazon Essentials forever. Okay.
No.
And one day you're all going to see. Mm-hmm. You're all gonna see what I'm made of. But it is not this day.
It is not this day.
No.
As we sit here in our pajamas.
If you want to give us money, that would be great.
That'd be great. So the Bureau did a lot. The Bureau of Reclamation did a lot to dam water and disperse it at appropriate times around the West.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But the public can also use the lands that the Bureau makes use of themselves.
Sure.
So if you, the public, because they are public lands, want to make use of the land yourself, you better have a good reason for wanting to do that. But you can write them and ask. So you can write them and ask, and they will determine if your request is compatible with an authorized project purpose, is in the best interest of the public, and is consistent with appropriate resources, management, and environmental considerations for the area. So some examples of activities which may be authorized for use include special events.
Oh, could I gotten married at the Hoover Dam?
A Hoover Dam?
Shit.
I know. If only you had known.
Awesome. If only I had known. I could have gotten married on top of the Hoover Dam.
You could have. I would have flown out there. That would be awesome. Of course,
honestly, it would be me, Kyle, and you.
That's it.
Because everybody else would be like, no. But Hoover Dam head over here, Artem Walentowski, would have been first on the plane.
First on the plane. Hello. Communication lines, pipelines, transmission lines, roads, trails, other linear or aerial facilities and their associated uses, livestock grazing. Farming. If you want to farm, you can write to the Bureau of Reclamation and ask them, hey, can I farm?
Can I farm?
And they will write back to you and say yes or no.
Sure.
Or other agricultural practices, commercial filming and photography. That applies to me. You got a movie you want to shoot? You can write to them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you write a film surrounding a girl seeking something from the Hoover Dam? Oh just so God. We can do this.
Just so we can do this. You know what? Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a feature. I could write a short.
Totally. Totally.
A nice little 15-page short.
Short about the Hoover Dam?
About the Hoover Dam.
A girl named Hoover, and her parents named her after the Hoover Dam. Her parents died, and now she wants to, like, feel close to them. So she goes to the Hoover Dam just to see what all the fuss is about.
The story writes itself. The story writes itself.
Oh, I'll be Hoover.
And you know what? Because it's based on a public monument, I could probably get some funding for it.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks for coming to our writer session.
Thank you so much. You can also write to them and ask if you're if you've got some archaeological work or some paleontology work or research or excavations you would like to do.
Fun.
You could write to them and ask them about that. Commercial or organized sporting events.
Hey. The sports podcast that we're going to start at some point.
Could be on the Hoover Dam. We could do it.
We'll do a live show from the Hoover Dam.
You never know. Could be coming at you.
Can you imagine with
could be coming at you.
Hi, I'm Lizzie Stewart, and I'm Oliver Wartosowski, and we're at the Hoover Dam.
But you can't hear any of that because the Hoover Dam is so loud.
This has legs.
This has legs. My God. Yeah. So if you, and of course you are, because you are a human being, a member of the public, and you would like to do anything in the land of the Bureau that the Bureau of Reclamation uses, write to them and ask. They'll probably say no. But like, you can't, it can't hurt to ask.
Can't hurt to ask.
Also, if you, I was like poking around their website and they're hiring for a lot of positions right now. So if you're like an engineer and you live out west, an engineer, a driller type person, a secretary.
Sure.
What else were they hiring for? There's a bunch of stuff.
Check out their website.
They had like two pages of like current job openings. And I was like,
go off.
If I lived out west, this place sounds cool. I would absolutely go. That's great. Lots of engineer jobs.
Great. Yeah,
go work for the Bureau of Reclamation. They sound awesome.
Work.
Yeah.
Well, with that, that is our episode on the Bureau of Reclamation. And as always, we love you so, so much. And if you like what you heard, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical. As always, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to us. We love you so, so much. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Goodbye.